As we mark the 15th anniversary of our show, let's dive into the archives for a particularly unforgettable interview from our first years on the air.
A war correspondent for the New York Times for nearly two decades, serving in Central America, Africa, the Middle East, and the Balkans, Chris Hedges is the author of the widely acclaimed War is a Force That Gives Us Meaning, and more recently, Losing Moses on the Freeway, The Ten Commandments in America. He's also the son of a Presbyterian minister and a graduate of Harvard Divinity School. Chris Hedges, thanks so much for joining me on State of Belief.
Thank you.
You're working on a book right now, I understand, about the religious right. And I know you've spent a lot of time studying right-wing religious broadcasting. How has right-wing religious broadcasting gotten so strong, and what do we need to do to combat it?
Well, let me back up just a little bit and first say that I think this is a political movement very similar to the kinds of movements that I covered in the Balkans, where rabid nationalists who preached an ideology of hatred and exclusion and violence wrapped themselves in patriotic symbols and religious symbols, used patriotic and religious language to further a cause that is really about the destruction of the open society. That doesn't mean that many of the millions of people in this country who have been disenfranchised, who don't have health insurance, who don't have a prospect of getting a decent job with a living wage and a good education for their children, haven't been sucked into this movement. I think this is born out of a culture of despair. But nevertheless, those who are directing the movement, who I think are cynical and manipulative, and let's not forget have become fabulously wealthy, are using this despair and this dislocation. And this is remember the Democratic Party had walked out on the working class in this country about two decades ago to build a movement that has far more in common with the intolerant and totalitarian movements that I covered in Eastern Europe and in parts of the Middle East. And that's certainly my take on the movement. So when you watch closely the broadcasting, I spend weekends at, pro-life conferences, and I went to a conference recently in Missouri where they were teaching Christian school teachers how to teach creationism, this kind of stuff. It is really fear-based. When they send people out to convert, it's all about fear. The first question they ask is, if you die tomorrow, will you go to heaven? And the second question they ask is, standing at the gates of heaven, can you say to God that you've led a good and Christian life? What can you say to be allowed in? If you look at characters like Pat Robertson or Benny Hinn, they run small little third world dictatorships. They're surrounded by bodyguards. They won't go anywhere near the mainstream media. They've created their own parallel information system, quite effective, that is about indoctrination. And I think one of my frustrations within coming back to the United States after almost two decades away is the complacency and the apathy, not only on the part of most Americans, who I think don't have any desire to live in a country like this, but among religious leaders who should know better.
Chris, it seems to me your description is so accurate, and it seems to me implicit in that is the imperative that the response to the religious right ought not come just from the so-called left in America, but should come from the middle and even from classic conservatives, because we're talking about a major change in the nature of our nation if that point of view prevails.
I suspect that the real opposition to the movement and the most effective opposition will come out of the evangelical community itself. Those people who actually do take seriously the biblical message. There's nothing quite like the righteous anger of people who feel that they've been betrayed because these people are being betrayed.
Let me pick up on that just a second and apply it to one specific area. You have said in the past that what's happening in Ohio is a blueprint for a theocratic takeover of our nation.
Well, Ohio is one of the states that the Christian right has targeted, and there are a couple groups, Restoration Ohio. I attended a rally by a group called Patriot Pastors that I think, other than having guys in crew cuts and brown shirts, could legitimately be called a fascist movement. Their symbol is the Christian cross superimposed on the American flag. They had a choir dressed in red, white, and blue and were singing religious and patriotic songs while they showed pictures of the war in Iraq. If you go on Ken Blackwell's, he's the Secretary of State, and look on his website, their central platform is making Ohio a state of character. But of course, when you read it through, character is narrowly defined by their good, their version of Christianity, and all who did not conform to that have no place within the system. Evangelical groups have bought onto this, and Ohio, of course, is a key state in large part because of the flight of manufacturing jobs and the terrible price that Ohio has paid in terms of its economy and in terms of the struggle the working class has had there. Never forget that Ohio has more registered hate groups than any other state in this nation. And again, what they're doing is manipulating and playing on this despair, this rage that people feel at having been dispossessed. And I think that that emotion is legitimate. They have been dispossessed.
Among Christians, why do evangelicals, who tend to be biblical literalists, so avidly support war when Jesus taught and blessed peacemaking? Is that support rooted in religion or is it rooted in politics?
It's probably rooted in something much more primal than that, and that is a thirst for empowerment. You know, when you look at the Christian right, this mass movement that is seeking to take control of our political process and our governmental institutions, it is all about power and vengeance and violence. I mean, the final aesthetic of any totalitarian movement is violence. And you see it in the End Time series. You see it in the images of Christ the warrior. It's, of course, a complete perversion. I mean, Jesus was clearly – I'm not a pacifist, but Jesus was clearly a pacifist. I don't know how you can read the four Gospels any other way. I think that it is something that plays to the darker elements within human nature. You know, as H. Richard Niebuhr said, religion is a good thing for good people and a bad thing for bad people. And we have a lot of bad people.
I saw a story, I think it was in the Boston Globe, that suggested that perhaps the religious right movement is on the wane in this nation. Do you see that?
No, it's not on the wane. It's not a reality-based movement. That's the important thing to remember. That's why creationism is so dangerous. What you do when you want to create a totalitarian movement, the first thing you do is disconnect the masses from reality. And that's what this is about. And you see in these irrational attempts to hold together this ideology, which is really about magic, how impervious they are to normal, thoughtful argument. I don't think it's on the wane.
My guest has been Chris Hedges, author of War is a Force That Gives Us Meaning, and more recently, Losing Moses on the Freeway, The Ten Commandments in America. Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. Your donations help keep us on the air. I hope you know that. We are grateful when you make gifts. Please consider making a tax-deductible gift as we celebrate 15 years of continuous broadcasting. Information on how to donate is available at stateofbelief.com. That's stateofbelief.com. Stay up to date by subscribing to the free weekly State of Belief podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And take a moment to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Be part of the conversation. Social media helps connect like-minded people in conversation and company. I'd ask you to share State of Belief with just one person this week for whom you think this might be helpful. Our producer is Ray Kirstein. State of Belief Radio is a production of Interfaith Alliance. Become a member today at interfaithalliance.org. And be sure to join us next week for more stories from the intersection of religion, government, and politics. Until then, you all take care of each other. I'm Welton Gaddy. That's State of Belief.
The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. See what he was.